Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Again, my partner steps away. A process that he is now used to. But 2 decades ago, a process that he would never have done. And you have to ask the question, as a human being, what was the difference between then and now? In his brain, in his psyche, in the intellect. In the part where he would recognize right and wrong, in the part where there were do's and don'ts. And the answer, if you want to look at it, all centers around the core. And it was just mentioned. You drop into what is called the heart center and the core, and what happens? And how would you describe it? It's the center of truth. It's the core of who you are, where all things are known. Some have called it the inner child, representing the innocence, the naivety, if you wish, of the child who goes to a place where there are no worries, where everything is done for you. And there's simply no fear. And that is where the decisions are made. But it's getting there, which takes a long time. What's happened in the past in your Akash helps to paint a picture. The picture that it paints quite often to the old soul is the one that will keep them even from dropping into the core. For they know intuitively if that they would visit the core of their being, that it would be dangerous. But that's where the truth is. And what it does is create many human beings who are old souls. They will hold their hand out and never go there. And so this is a small, short channeling about that issue. About what you can do, old soul, that would be a catalyst, perhaps, for a game changer. Repaint the picture. The first step to claiming self-worth is dropping into the core. Because that is the core of the soul truth. It knows everything. That's where you would relax in the arms of God. And the old soul has been there many times. That's where you go when you're in trouble. That's where you go when perhaps you're facing death. When others around you have decided you deserve it because of what you believe. It's the only thing you can do. So you won't feel the pain. Now you know why some don't want to visit it. Safe in the arms of God you are. Old souls are afraid of it. Even those who sit in the chair are not fully there. Because this represents the core issue, the seed fear of enlightenment. And I want to tell you, dear ones, because we have been with you every single time, I want to tell you that I know what you've been through. I see it so clearly. And I cannot blame you one bit for being circumspect about going there, for wanting to stop and look and say, do I mean it? Should I go there? What will happen if I go there? And so the game changer has to be you convincing yourself that something is different this time. This will then help some of those who love to visualize and others to begin a new belief. So let's start with hope. All of you understand hope. It's something that you see that you're helping to create. The old soul is really good at manifesting. And you manifest through energies which create synchronicity for yourself and others. And so everywhere you step, most of you are used to creating an energy that is hope. And that is the catalyst for the next step, which becomes belief. These are terms which involve definitions of consciousness, subject to variations, to controversy, but they all lead the old soul to one place, to the door of core. If you knock on the door, what's going to happen this time? I want to paint a picture for you. This is how we see it. I want you to look at your life's path. I want you to see it as we do. I want you to look at a road that, when you look backwards, is endless. A road that you have come from, traversed carefully for thousands of years. The attribute of the old soul is that you have awakened a long time ago to the truths of your divinity. And they may not have been the full truths. Some of you have simply awakened to your ability to manifest. Some of you have awakened to a spiritual truth that has led you into the leadership, priesthood, tribal elder, medicine woman or man, witch, whatever they wanted to call you. And more than not, the next step is isolation. The medicine man always lives at the edge of the village. They visit you when they need you, and then they leave because you're just a little odd. And for some of you, it continues to exist. And that's the road. As far back as you can look, lifetime after lifetime has been filled with one primary issue: surviving enlightenment. Many lifetimes, you have awakened only to shut down quickly. You do that a number of times, that becomes your Akashic remembrance. And there is no evolvement. No evolvement, no involvement. And it becomes a way of life. But that changed this lifetime, dear one, because the energy started to shift. And here you are sitting in the chair yet again, wondering whether it's all right. I want you to picture this road. It's a dark one. Picture this, that the road that you're looking at, that you came from, turn around and look at it. Visualize this with me. You had to stay in the middle of this road because there's hands reaching out from the sides of it to touch you. Some of them want what you have. Some of them would like to get rid of you. And so you've walked this middle path. And you've had to do all manner of things to survive. The road's not very wide either. This is how we see it. Surviving enlightenment. From a life standpoint, corporeal standpoint, some of you didn't over and over, but you came back. From an esoteric standpoint, you all survived because you're sitting here. What survived was the core. And in the core are all things good. And now you stand at the door again. But now I want you to turn around metaphorically from looking backwards to looking forward. And suddenly there is a split in the road, and it is immediately in front of you. And if you want to say that there are signs pointing to the left and to the right, the one that would point to the left says, same as before. And the one that points to the right says the love of God. And I want you to take a look at the one on the right. It's new. Oh, it's fresh. Freshly built it is. Beautiful it is. And wider, wider than any road you've ever been on. Look at the opportunities here. But more than that, I want you to see the hands that are reaching out to you. They're different. The road is well illuminated, and the hands that reach out, they all have names. And the names are friendship. Synchronicity, success, healing, new way. And none of them are dangerous. Opportunity, peace on earth. And it's real. And this is the answer. How the old soul can repaint the picture, rewrite that part of themselves which is afraid to move forward. You've got to see the hope of the fork in the road. It's not going to be like it was. There's nobody after you anymore. In fact, dear old soul, there is going to be an increasing receptivity, not to what you believe, but who you are. As you walk the new road and you see God in those around you, when you start acting differently, reacting differently, people are going to want what you have because you're peaceful. The energy of 2013 is about old souls. This energy will start to visit the planet shortly, and it's going to be the energy of shift and change. And guess who will have gone through it, and who is ready for it, and stands enlightened and peaceful because of it, and it's you on the new road. An old soul who's no longer afraid. An old soul who has understanding of the shift before us. Us. For we are with you in all things. So the old soul becomes more than the healer, the channeler, the reader, the counselor. The old soul becomes the example. You will collect those around you who you never have to give a cry-on book. You'll never have to tell them what you believe. They can see it. They'll emulate it. Because as they emulate who you are and what you do, they will also discover the core. You might say it comes with the territory. So here are the instructions. Do you ponder the dark side that you used to be in? Do you? Are you fearful of all the things around you that are going to capture you or that are bad for you or that you can't figure out? Well, you're just going to go into the left road. Same as usual. Or do you want to drop all that? When you take the right-hand side and the light starts to illuminate, the road, synchronicities will take you into places that are going to make some of these things that you ponder solutions, not extended problems. It's time to solve the dilemma of your soul. How much time do you spend worrying about things? How many people do you think want to be around a worrier? How many people are you going to attract when all you have is bad news? Dear one, I think you're understanding what I'm saying. Dropping into the core is what the masters did. And I use the example yet again. Who is your favorite master? And there have been many on this planet who have walked around and you could see the joy of God in their eyes no matter what was going to happen to them day by day. And you wanted to be around them. Those who report their history say that animals followed them. That the flowers themselves bent in their direction when they walked because they were in their core. And you wanted to follow them and be around them because there was no agenda. All they wanted was for you to feel loved and peaceful. That's why they call it the inner child, because that's the mother energy. It's the Gaia energy. It's God energy. And so, old soul, which path is it? I want you to leave this room thinking about this. Because when you take the right-hand path, you have cleared the picture. And all the things that have been so far that have been awful and horrible and dark to keep you from awakening fully will go away. For this energy will never support them. That's hope. That's the core. That's the new human in the old soul body. And so it is.